patient name Gray David, G-R-A-Y, comma, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth 7/21/1967, date of procedure 6/25/2024, patient performing Bab Mohan, comma, MD, referring physician Dr. Mark Brooks, procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy. Indication of procedure, dysphagia, colorectal cancer screening, and history of colon polyps. Description of procedure, please enter the standard description for double procedure. Findings, upper endoscopy, Z-line 43 centimeters. Schatzky's ring was noted at the GE junction. This was disrupted with the biopsy forceps. It was mild and would allow the passage of an adult endoscope without any obstruction. Esophagitis, LA grade C was noted. Biopsies from distal and proximal esophagus were taken for EOE. Stomach, small hiatal hernia, Hill grade 2 on retroflexed view. Biopsies taken for Helicobacter pylori, duodenum normal. Colonoscopy exam, withdrawal time 9 minutes, Boston bowel preparation score 2 for ascending colon, 3 for transcolon, 3 for descending colon. Tattoo was noted in the ascending colon area. The mucosa surrounding the tattoo and adjacent areas appeared normal. Hemorrhoids, small external non-bleeding noted on retroflexed view. Impression, LA grade C esophagitis, Schatzky's ring, small hiatal hernia, mucosal tattoo in the ascending colon, and small external hemorrhoids. Plan follow-up in the office to discuss procedure results and biopsy results. Recommend PPI 40 mg daily for 3 months. Recommend EGD in 3 months to document healing of esophagitis. If the patient's dysphagia continues to be symptomatic, recommend repeat upper endoscopy sooner for further disruption of the Schatzky's ring. Follow GERD precautions. Avoid trigger foods. Recommend repeat colonoscopy for surveillance purposes in 5 years. This dictation was a repeat dictation for a previously dictated procedure for David Gray. Date of birth 7/21/1967. Date of procedure 6/25/2024. End of dictation.